good evening. God bless you in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Today is a really wonderful day. I'm so thankful to God. I'm so thankful for, you know, the direction He puts in our hearts. And God will really push you. He will really direct you when you are desiring. And I feel as if, you know, if something is really in your heart to do and it will continually be there, then you need to go ahead and really move on that thought. You know, God wants us to move in faith and not in fear. He wants us to really, you know, forget any doubt, because doubt will try and creep in. Many thoughts may try and creep in when you go ahead and you really desire to do something, be somewhere, you know, in life, and whatever that may be, you know that greater is He that's in you than he that's in this world. And if God has put the vision in your heart, then He is really going to ensure that to give you exactly what you need to go ahead and go ahead and do what is necessary for your dreams and your goals and desires to become manifest. God is the creator of the heaven and the earth, and God also wants you to know that when you put the full armor of God on, you really put faith into action, you know, you really move in faith, that He is really going to give you. There's many avenues that God has got to bless us. There's many things that we can do within this world to really become who God has called us to be. You know, there's many avenues God is can bless us within. And if we just really sit with God, listen to that still small voice, you know, we listen. What is God trying to encourage me to do? What is He encouraging me to say? Who is He encouraging me to become? And God builds you up step by step. He gives you confidence. You know, whether that's go ahead and do audios because you're not so confident within speaking with people. God wants you to really know that you can do. It's about placing that little seed of hope that you have in your heart, that little bit of confidence in pushing yourself into the out of your comfort zone and into the, you know, the out of your comfort zone, and then for you to grow. Because when you're uncomfortable, you grow. And when you're going through, or you're sitting with God, and you're asking Him, you know, is this a view? Like, is this thought just a passing thought? Is this carnal? You know, you're never going to know if you don't go ahead and do it. And God wants us to experience life. He wants us to really live by faith and not by sight. He wants us to really be envisioning the things that He has for us. You know, and that might not necessarily be go ahead and, you know, it, as much as it can be, you know, within the fellowship, like preach the gospel and, you know, do the works of God. This could be something that actually could look carnal, but if God has given you that thought, and if He's moved you into, He's moved you into into creating this great thinking for yourself, you know, whether that be, you know, a new career, a new way of, you know, making money, or, you know, actually moving faith in this area, go and speak to that person, go in, you know, for me, go for a run. God told me, go for a run, and it's taken me places that I generally never knew was possible. I actually think that God and running has really changed my life. Running with God has changed my life. It's given me confidence, it's given me strength, it's given me something that I never had before. It's given me a sense of being. It's given me a sense of, you know, when you go ahead and you feel, you know, it's not about feeling, but I feel I achieved something. When I go ahead and I put my mind to going on a long run, or going on each run and my legs are hurting, I'm in pain, and everything is mind over matter. So God works with me a different way than he could work with you. And this was just a simple word that I took and I said, okay. So this year, I've got many, I've got much desire to go and race. Like last year, I didn't race at all. But this year, I am training for a marathon, which is actually a seven-hour timed event, which is if you can run a marathon, if your body can go an ultra marathon, which could be whatever, but it's within 7 hours, whatever you can do within that 7 hours. And, you know, this is huge for someone who I used to be very much give up, very much walk away, very much, you know, not lasting very much long, just really give up, then just this sense of just one movement of what God is teaching me and showing me, then this is what's become. And I don't know, I really pray, you know, within that time, that I'm able to learn during that time how to fuel properly, and it's how to really put my mind to the test. My body is going to be hurting, but you know, and it's just like within our spiritual walk, that we could very much be, there could be a time where we're hurting, time where we get really frustrated, time where emotions are everywhere. Are we going to give up? That's the question. Are you going to give up at this time? You know, and the fuel that God gives us, speak in tongues. You know, speak by the Spirit. He gives us, you know, honour God. This is our fuel to be a Christian. You know, really pray for the labourers. You know, do the things that God is encouraging you to do. Those five fundamentals are your fuel for your Christian life. You know, and if you don't do them properly, you're not going to run the race in life so good. So God really wants us to learn and to know that you can do all things through Christ. That nothing is too hard for you. That when you do run the race with God, you know, it's not a timed event, but everything's in God's perfect timing. You know, everything is in God's perfect timing. So really grabbing hold of that. Really grabbing hold of what God is saying. Really grabbing hold of the fundamentals and really doing them all with heart. You know, some days I really don't want to go and run, and actually some days that's probably the best runs I do. But some days, you know, my body's aching, my heart's not in it. And we could feel like that as Christians. Oh, do you know what? Today I really don't feel like connecting. Today I really don't feel like, you know, speaking in tongues. But if you don't go ahead and do, then you're not gonna go and get the benefits of what God gives you. Like if I listen to my emotions every time when I'm on a very scheduled, especially training for the marathon, ultra marathon, whatever it would become. It'd be great if it was an ultra marathon. I've never done a marathon, but it would be great if I could do that. I really do believe inside of me I can definitely do a marathon. I've done a 15-mile run, and it's only 11 miles over that. And then the ultra marathon will be, you know, just double what I've done. If it's on flat ground, I really know this is possible. And nothing, because nothing is impossible with God, and God lives within me. So I know when I really put myself to the test and I fuel up properly, this is going to be great. But again, we need knowledge. We need knowledge in everything that we do. God gives us knowledge, you know, and also sometimes we need to, you know, get knowledge from the professionals, from the people, you know, that know. And you know, we have great ministers that can teach us because they know, they've experienced. It's just like going to college. If you really want to learn something within the field, then you're going to go to the professionals. And God and his ministers are the professionals of what he's saying. So what is the encouragement? What is God pushing you to do? What is he saying for you to do? Is he it might not be go and run an ultramarathon, but it could be go and change your career. It could be really moving faith with this. It could be, you know, don't give up. You know, don't give up. God wants us to really know that he is with us. He wants us to know that there's nothing that's too hard for us, that we can truly do great things. And even if the world tries to place us in a box, you know, we come outside of the box. We recognize that God is the one that's moving us in the direction. And do not listen to your own carnal mind. Do not listen to the doubt that or the seed of doubt that people may try and place within you. And you know, people's gonna have opinions, whoever they may be. They are gonna have opinions. They're going to say what they say. But if you hold on to that opinion more than you hold on to what your heart is telling you, you're never going to win in life. You really need to just go with what God is saying. Go with your heart. Go with what God is saying and really move in that. And God can truly, he can truly move and change your life in such a great way. So, this is what I really wanted to share, and God bless you.